gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. An exciting hour because we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is now an associate editor for automobiles for Consumer Reports, and he's standing by to tell us all about fuel economy myths and a recent comparison test. He and I worked at Motor Trend years ago, and he is definitely on the cutting edge of all things automotive as well as technology as well. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have any questions for myself or our upcoming guests, don't hesitate to give us a call. And by the way, please check out my website. Once again, it's BobLongRadio.com. The show's website, AutoWorldRadio.com. The network's website, GCNLive.com. AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. And my wife has a new website and blog. It's driver-mom.com. So put that on your list of checkables to do. Right now, we go to the guest lines and bring forth, as I said, one of my favorite guys in the automotive journalistic world. He is now an editor with Consumer Reports magazine, and his name is Jeff Bartlett. Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, why don't we begin by talking a little bit about some gas myths, because certainly the price of gas has gone down, and everybody's looking for to save a buck these days. And when you go to the pumps, even though the gas prices have come down, you know, you're still paying a lot more than most Americans are used to paying. And I find it in chatting with a lot of my listeners that just in the area of fuel economy, there are a lot of myths out there that need to be dispelled. And I know recently you did some research into that. Tell us a little bit about these fuel economy myths.
Sure. And thank goodness the price of gas is going down. But there are some myths which, if properly understood, people could actually save more money at the pump. And we hear that from our readers as well. Same questions come up time and again. So we have tested a number of them. I'll share a few with you. So probably one of the most common questions is regarding premium gasoline. There's a lot of confusion because it seems that people have been trained through the years to think of premium as the best gas, where the different grades are lined up in good, better, best, you know, order. But the reality is the best gas for your car is whatever the manufacturer says you should use. So it's very easy to look in the owner's manual, or there's always a sticker on the inside of the fuel filler door, and see what's required.
Mm-hmm.
Some high-performance cars, the ones I know you like, typically require premium fuel, whereas there are many that recommend it, which means when gas prices are high, yeah, you might want to just put the regular gas in and save 20 cents or even more per gallon.
That's a really good point, Jeff. I mean, if your vehicle doesn't require premium unleaded, you know, why pay the extra dollars? I will, however, warn folks that, you know, sometimes not only the high-performance vehicles, but, you know, some of the very high-tech engines out there today, some of them do require premium fuel, and if your owner's manual says you should use premium, you should do that, because the computer systems in these modern-day vehicles, Jeff, as you well know, can kind of tell what you've been using. And if you go to the dealership and he plugs it in and finds out you have been using a lesser-grade gasoline, I've heard of situations where warranties have been threatened to be voided.
Well, that's an absolute possibility. So I wouldn't say, you know, just put any old swill in the tank, but use what the manufacturer says to use. The idea of treating the car like it's date night to a better quality gasoline really doesn't pan out because, you know, as you say, with modern sophisticated engine management systems, they're just going to adjust the timing. They'll make adjustments. So there really isn't a benefit to it.
Very true, Jeff. Tell us about some of the other fuel economy myths that you've uncovered.
Sure. One of the ones that people ask and seem most surprised by the answer has to do with the myth of should they fill up when it's cool outside, with the thought that temperature is going to impact the density of the gasoline, the energy it contains, and ultimately the value you're getting for your dollar. This one is a little tricky because there is science behind it. And on a theoretical level, any chemical scientist can explain, technically this is true. But from a practical standpoint in the real world, we've talked to industry experts, we've done testing ourselves, doesn't make a difference at all. And the reason is rather common sense in that the temperature within the ground where the gasoline is stored really doesn't change. The only place the temperature does change is within the pump itself if it's hot out. But most gas stations have recurring business through the day, so the gasoline's not really heating up. So we would consider that a pure myth. Just buy it when it's convenient for you.
That's really good information, Jeff, because I've heard about that one for years. What other myths can you debunk here?
Sure. Another one has to do with, should you buy gasoline from no-name gas stations, the kind of off-brands? They might be familiar, but they're not the giant oil corporations.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is the way the oil industry works, those types of stations are sourcing their gasoline from the same sources as the big-name stations. The only difference may be sometimes, and this is more with the premium fuel, there may be additives in the big-name products to help clean the engine a little bit. But regular gasoline, it's the same wherever you get it, just like your tap water is the same as your neighbor's.
That's really good information to know because you see those gas stations from time to time, and I've always wondered, what the story behind the story is, but it makes absolute perfect sense what you're telling us. What other fuel economy myths have you got to tell us about, Jeff?
Well, another one related to old versus new cars, the idea that should you let the car warm up for energy efficiency before taking off. And while a warm car certainly does run better, we say just get in and go. The car is not getting any miles per gallon if it's just sitting in your driveway. The only reason to warm it up would be for your comfort. And in reality, just to get the fluids moving, turn it on, buckle up, and then you're good to go. The better way to take advantage of the heat within the engine would be actually to combine errands. So rather than just run out for a loaf of bread every time you need a little PB&J, instead combine those errands. The car's warm, it's fewer trips from home, it's more efficient with your time. That's by far the better way to go.
And I see people, of course, now that we're having the warm weather here in our neck of the woods in New England, people with the remote starters starting up their vehicles in their driveway, cooling them down, but they'd be better off cleaning out that garage and putting that vehicle in the garage, and it wouldn't be so hot to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. And plus, think of the emissions. So they're just creating emissions, burning fuel, because they're not willing to be warm for a minute.
Yep.
Everyone has that choice, but it's good to be informed when making it.
Another one I don't know if you looked into, but I know over the years we've talked about it, and that's about aerodynamics. Is it true that using air conditioning on the highway with the windows rolled up, with the windows in the up position, is a better route to go than, you think you're saving money, which you are theoretically not using your air conditioning, but you're changing the aerodynamics of the vehicle pretty significantly?
Mm-hmm. Well, aerodynamics play a big role on the highway where about half of the horsepower to maintain speed is just overcoming the aerodynamics, 50%. But with this one, it's actually a little tricky and counterintuitive. The air conditioning itself takes a 3 mile per gallon toll, but we found windows up or down, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Wow. Great stuff. Straight ahead, more with Jeff. We're going to talk about a cool comparison test and much more. This is Auto World.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1570.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1601.27, 805.14 for a half ounce, or 402.57 for a quarter ounce. That's 1601.27, 805.14, and 402.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. We're back here with Jeff Bartlett, who is a senior auto editor with Consumer Reports. Does a lot of the online work, and we're talking about fuel economy myths and debunking a bunch of those. Any other fuel economy myths we should tell folks about before we move on to this interesting comparison test that you did recently with the Camaro convertible and the Dodge Challenger RT Coupe? Any other fuel economy stuff, Jeff?
There's probably one more that people should consider. And that is the issue of rolling resistance with tires. One way that consumers are looking to save at the pump is when it comes time to replace their original tires, they're really drawn to these tires that are being advertised as being very fuel efficient. We've tested several as part of our annual tire testing program. But what we found is while some indeed deliver 1 to 2 miles per gallon of savings, they can compromise in other areas. So often, you know, as is many things in life, to gain somewhere, you give up somewhere else. So we would recommend that people focus on the tires and the attributes that they most want for their cars, such as wet braking, all-season performance, and then use rolling resistance as a tiebreaker rather than be drawn into that as the primary factor.
That's a really, really good suggestion. Jeff Bartlett is with us. If you have any questions for Jeff, any of the fuel economy myths rub you the wrong way, 855-660-4261. Let's move on to, well, it's summertime. Let's talk convertibles. Every year, Consumer Reports does a lowdown on some specific convertibles. And this time around, you guys chose three unusual vehicles, to be honest with you. You chose,
absolutely,
you know, a V8-powered Chevrolet Camaro convertible. That one makes a whole lot of sense to me. You also chose the very small but stylish Fiat 500C drop top, and just for fun, you threw into the mix not a convertible, but a coupe, a Dodge Challenger RT Coupe. Tell us a little bit about each one of these offerings, Jeff.
Sure. The three cars came together partly just due to the timing of when they're available to purchase and test, and partly we assembled them with the idea of these would be fun cars for summer.
Yeah.
Of course, the Challenger is a coupe, you know, unless, you know, something tragic happens. but they're all very personality-driven cars. And wow, are their personalities different, which I guess the ultimate takeaway is going to be, and I guess I'll say it up front, that you know you have to find a car that matches the personality you seek. But clearly, personality often brings with it some compromises.
Absolutely.
So, in no particular order, the Fiat 500C is an interesting little convertible in that rather than the whole top going down,
mm-hmm.
it's really more of a Targa style with a cloth top, with a cloth recesses back, not completely down. So it gives you the structural solidity of a closed car, but a rather quick transformation for when you want to open the top and let the sun shine in.
That's a good point.
That's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah, kind of a sardine
can. But the rest
can.
Of the car still carries forward some compromises.
Yeah, and, you know, the Fiat 500, of course, is all new here to the States. We're going to see a longer version of it. And I understand, you know, after a slow sales start, they've put out some specialty editions, including a Gucci edition and the Abarth Sport edition, and they've actually picked up in sales. But this has still got a very tiny engine, and I'm wondering about the structure of the vehicle. Like you said, it does maintain part of its convertible, kind of its coupe structure, because it's kind of like a sardine can, just the roof part peels back. But how does the actual structure of the Fiat hold up? Is this a cowl-shaped type of ride, or what's the deal?
In my driving, it seems to be relatively solid. I don't see it giving up structure because of that. It really shouldn't, because it maintains the arching frame around the passenger compartment. But it does carry forward, of course, the compromise of the basic car. You know, it has a very choppy ride. And like I said, with a tiny little engine, 101 horsepower from a 1.4-liter engine, it works hard, especially if you're going up long highway hills. You have to pedal a little extra faster to get up. It can feel nimble at times, but ultimately this isn't a sporty car. Fuel economy is pretty decent, but it doesn't rival the best small cars, which are much bigger and have fewer compromises. So we've seen, depending on the variation, 33 or 34 miles per gallon overall. But, you know, you could see that in a Honda Fit for less money, or a bigger Mazda 3 with a lot more fun and polish. So it's definitely a personality-driven ride, but not a personality that I personally get along with well.
Makes sense to me. Let's talk about the Chevrolet Camaro. This is the V8 Camaro. Of course, it's got a great power plant, and it's got independent rear suspension. It's got excellent brakes, and they've sharpened up the steering a little bit for 2012. But tell us a little bit about your overall impressions of the Camaro drop top.
Well, the Camaro is certainly a highly entertaining car. With a V8, with all of that power, depending on the transmission, 400 or 426 horsepower, you know, it's got tremendous acceleration. It's got the looks, but it does have some compromises. One of them, which has been widely reported, of course, is the outward visibility in the coupe. And that's an issue in the convertible when the top's up. Fortunately, you can fix that by pushing a button, at least when the sun's shining. But the car, you know, has other little packaging compromises. With the convertible, the trunk's even less useful. You know, the opening is very small. Storage is very, very limited. Back seat, of course, is a bit intimate given the length of the car. Some interior bits aren't fully sorted through, whether it's the reflection on the lower optional gauges, you know, the retro-looking gauges.
Yeah.
Or the door handle release, where you can't put your fingers all the way through. You know, it's a great showroom car, but an everyday for multiple year cars, it does have some compromises to it.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it too. I prefer the Mustang, and I know you guys have tested both the GT Coupe and convertible in the past, and it's gotten the higher marks. Let's talk about the Challenger, the RT Coupe. As you know, I love the SRT8 Challenger. It's on my lottery list among many other vehicles. But this is a surprising car because, you know, it's got a huge trunk, and you can actually fit, you know, four to five people in this vehicle very easily, and it gets a lot of looks.
It absolutely gets looked at. Our version in kind of a 60s, 70s red with white stripes on it turns heads everywhere. And in fact, it turned a lot as I dropped my son off at school in the morning. But I think part of it was fear of the big rumbling engine.
Hold that thought, Jeff. When we come back, we'll just keep you for a few more moments, and we'll finish up on the Challenger Coupe. It's the battle of the Camaro versus the Fiat 500C and the Challenger RT Coupe. Which is one's going to win, one of the convertibles or the coupe? We'll find out on the other side. This is Auto World.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tadler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Time really flies every time we share the microphone with Jeff Bartlett, senior auto editor, does a lot of the online work for Consumer Reports, and we're talking about the latest Consumer Report comparison test of summer vehicles, two convertibles, the VA-powered Chevrolet Camaro convertible, as well as the tiny Fiat 500C drop top. And to throw in a little bit of a curve, the folks at Consumer Reports put in the Dodge Challenger RT Coupe, and you were saying before the bottom of the hour break, Jeff, that dropping your son off at school, the kids noticed the rumble of the vehicle. Did this one have the 5.7-liter Hemi?
Yeah, it definitely does. 5.7-liter with manual transmission. Now, I think it's the parents that noticed with these worried looks on their face, like, what kind of hooligan is trundling through the parking lot?
Good kind.
only the best intentioned, really. But it's very, I think, telling of the personalities, which is really what, you know, this small little group is comparing. With the Challenger, it's all extroverted. It's all rumble and fun and retro. In many ways, it reminds me of a big Harley, fully chromed out with big pipes, just rumbling. It's great to cruise around in, except, of course, the Challenger, you can fit your entire family and then some. It may not be quite the dynamic dynamo the Camaro is. Mm-hmm. It's not as refined as the Camaro is, but it's fun going slow, and it's comfortable. It's got plenty of elbow room. Visibility is better, still a little limited. But it's definitely a different take on a similar theme. And this one, by looking more to the past than the future, for me, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a couple of years back when I had the 6.1-liter of the SRTA Challenger for a weekend up here in I had it for a week, and we took a little, before my daughter was born, we took a little weekend trip up to Maine and around here in New England. And you know, in all my 20 years of getting press cars, I never had a press car more photographed than that car. I mean, it just plain turned heads everywhere we went. And the great news back then, the cylinder deactivation system wasn't available on the SRT8 model, but with the automatic transmission now with the 6.4 liter, you can get that. And you have that available with the regular 5.7 liter Hemi in the RT. So this thing will loaf along on four cylinders, saving you some pretty decent, you know, gas money. How did you get, what was your fuel economy numbers?
Sure. Well, the fuel economy is still a bit retro in this, too, which I suppose is fitting. We got 19 miles per gallon overall, which, you know, you just kind of roll with it. The car's so much fun that seems perfectly fine. You know, when it comes down to it, it's a tremendous second or third car. But if your muscle car is your everyday car, you know, I think perhaps we agree on this. Certainly the Consumer Reports folks do, that the Mustang really delivers on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Much better gas mileage, and just a better overall package, albeit a little smaller, and I'll readily admit that.
And I can't believe that, you know, the ultimate drag racer version of the Mustang for 2013, the Shelby GT500, 662 horsepower, 660 plus feet of torque, and no gas guzzler tax. So hats off to those Ford engineers. That's remarkable in itself, Jeff.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. And the car itself is even much improved dynamically. I know previous modern GT500s have been a bit nose-heavy and not quite as balanced as one might hope, and certainly not as balanced as like the Boss 302, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the new one is absolutely lust-worthy and should be on the walls of every teenage boy in America in their bedroom, for sure.
It definitely
should. And I give
should.
bonus points to Ford for the timing of the release of its horsepower figures back at the LA Auto Show, right after Porsche Chevrolet brought out the ZL1 Camaro, which, you know, the absolute height of Camaro performance throughout all of history, and itself, you know, enough to inspire any bow tie enthusiast to give up on their 401k and start saving for that. But boy, when the Ford came out and said, "We got 70 extra horsepower." That was one of the great moments in gauntlet throwdowns that I can recall.
Absolutely, and what a great gauntlet of vehicles we've got out there on the high end, like you say, with the Shelby GT500, Mustang, and the Boss 302, and now this amazing Camaro, the ZL1, and the SRT8s from the Challenger side of the fence, the Chrysler side of the fence, and many other incarnations of the SRT8s. Well, Jeff, we could talk for an hour, but I know you got other commitments, so we'll do this again real soon. Thank you so much, my friend. And folks can check out that Challenger versus the Camaro versus the Fiat 500C drop top. And as a matter of fact, we should also point out that of the group of these three cars, the Challenger is the only one that you guys recommend because it scores high enough and above average reliability. So that's pretty good.
That's true, though I will say in fairness that the Chevrolet Camaro Coupe does score higher.
Oh, it does. Okay.
It doesn't rumble better, but it does score a little bit higher. The Camaro convertible scores lower, and the Fiat, not need apply.
Yeah, exactly.
That did not score well enough to be recommended. The convertible, we're just waiting on reliability information.
I know. I've got to either win the lottery or my media jackpot has got to come through here because I want all these cars, you know. I want the ZL1, the Camaro. I want the GT500. I want the SRT8 Challenger. I want the Boss. You know, I want the ZR1 Corvette. And that isn't going to happen unless I win the lottery. But if I win the lottery, Jeff, I'll buy you an equal set pair, okay?
Wow. That is a deal. Now, you know, as much as, you know, I play those games like any car enthusiast does, I'm not sure my garage would be that big, but the good news is the base models of all these cars are really good, too. You know, there's no shame in suffering with only a 300-horsepower base car for mid-20s. And, you know, these are good days for muscle car enthusiasts, even if you can't go all the way into the stratosphere to buy the big dogs.
Yeah, you make a great point. The Mustang and the Camaro, all three of these vehicles are in the Challenger as well in V6 configuration. Very powerful, fuel efficient, and fun ride. So, folks, you definitely check that out, and you know, don't listen to the arrested adolescent here. But that's just me. Anyway, Jeff, thank you so much for your time, and we'll get you back with us when your schedule allows.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bob.
All right. He's Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Reports. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I want to say hello to Dennis Lowe, who's one of the great program directors and morning hosts in North America on News Talk 1540 KXEL, which has been broadcasting this show for, at least 12 or 13 years minimum. And we hope to be on there another 12 to 13 years minimum at least. And we love all the listeners out there in the Iowa area listening on the mighty 1540, one of the great heritage stations here in North America. There are not that many stations that have been around that have a history like KXEL. This is a station that's been around, I believe, since the 1920s. So definitely hats off to all those folks out there. We'll throw out a trivia question. Maybe we'll get a call from KXEL land right now. We'll make it a relatively easy trivia question. And the trivia question is going to be a Mustang trivia question. And it is, what year did Ford bring back the Mustang GT after a little bit of an absence during the 70s? When did it come back? That's the question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which your homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer or dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today. 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. And ZZ Top has a new EP, kind of a preview of their upcoming new album, which is going to be produced by a guy that's worked with Metallica and some other more modern-day bands. They've got a number of cool songs on this EP. I know one is called Chartreuse, and you can check it out and you can buy it in the usual places. But I reached out to Billy F. Gibbons to get him on the show here, but he's in tour mode, so we have to respect the tour mode, which means he can't come on the air with us. But we'll get him one of these times. I wanted to remind you folks, because a number of you guys wrote me via email, bob@boblongradio.com, about these bargains, four specific bargains, four vehicles that are undergoing major changes for 2013, but there's nothing wrong with their 2012 counterparts. The Ford Fusion is, you know, an award-winning car. It's going to be all new. I would check out online, you know, take a look around. You'll see pictures of the upcoming 2013. It's a beautiful-looking car, in my opinion, much better looking than the present-day one. But you may have a different opinion, but you'll save a lot of money if you go out and buy a new Ford Fusion, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 off sticker at least. Same thing for the Chevrolet Malibu. Same thing for the Nissan Altima, and same thing for the Ford Escape. And this one's even more controversial. If you like more of a boxy SUV like the Escape has been, then you're going to want to buy the 2012, because the 2013 is way swoopier. It uses what they call the kinetic design language of the Ford Motor Company that you see in the Ford Focus and the Ford Fiesta. And the next generation of the Mustang as well will use this. So if you like the looks of the present-day Escape, buy it. And you'll save, again, $3,000 to $4,000 right off the bat. The folks at AutoBuyTel did something near and dear to my heart. They came up with 10 overlooked family car options. Now, I was an only child. My parents were older when they had me, so maybe that explains part of the reason that I'm a little bit left to center and working in the radio business. But nevertheless, my family cars growing up were coupes always. My mom and dad had Galaxy 500 convertibles and T-Birds, and that was a family car. It wasn't a sedan. It wasn't a station wagon. You know, it wasn't a minivan or anything like that. So these folks at AutoBuyTel decided to step out of the box and look at some vehicles that could, in fact, be used as family rides. Number one, they say, take a look at the Buick Regal. The Regal is all new. This is not your grandfather's Regal, the new one. You know, you can get it as a hybrid 2.4 liter with a small electric motor. You can get it with a 2.4 liter four-cylinder with no electric component, 182 horsepower, or a 2-liter turbocharged four-cylinder, 220 or 270 horsepower, six-speed manual, or six-speed automatic. You can't go wrong with that. The modern-day diesel power plants are great. And Volkswagen's Jetta, the 2012 Jetta, is great. 2-liter turbo diesel engine, 42 miles per gallon on the highway, 30 miles per gallon in stop-and-go traffic, six-speed manual or six-speed automatic, and it's got that German, you know, Teutonic kind of style and all that kind of stuff. If you're somebody who's fortunate in life to have funds to buy a more expensive vehicle, the Cadillac CTS-V, you can get this as a coupe, you can get this as a sedan, is the fastest 0 to 60 sedan in the world at any price, if you can imagine. It comes standard with only one engine. It's 6.2 liters, it's a supercharged V8, has 556 horsepower. You can hook it to either a six-speed manual or a six-speed automatic, and guess what? The automatic is actually faster. Fuel economy isn't going to be that great, about 14 around town, 16 on the highway. If I had the money, that would be my family car, to be honest with you. You also get a wagon version of that. Another one, if you're very fortunate and can afford a pricey vehicle, the Jag XJ for 2012. It's kind of in a different league when it comes to family cars, but it is a beautiful car. It comes in many different flavors, many different varieties, but the base one, 5-liter V8, 385 horsepower, 16 miles per gallon city, 23 highway. The supercharged variant, they have two different ones, 470 or 510 horsepower. This car's got 26 speakers in its stereo system. It is loaded, and it is a beautiful-looking car. So for those lucky families that can afford such a thing, that's a great family car. Now, we talked about this car just a few minutes ago with Jeff Bartlett for Consumer Reports, but the people from Auto Bytel have put it on this list of often overlooked family car options. Who says you can't have a muscle car that's also a family car? The Dodge Challenger two-door is built on the same platform as the four-door Dodge Charger and the Chrysler 300C, and it has actually Mercedes-Benz underpinnings, because this was designed during the era which Chrysler was owned by Mercedes-Benz. Under the hood, you've got either a 305 horsepower 3.6-liter V6 or a 5.7-liter Hemi V8 with 376 horsepower. And that engine will deliver 18 miles per gallon on the city and 27 miles per gallon on the highway from an engine turning out 376 horsepower, five-speed automatic, or you can get with the V8 either a five-speed automatic or a six-speed manual. But here's the good news about the Challenger. Humongous trunk. Humongous. And a big back seat. You can fit three adults in the back seat of the Challenger. So that's an overlooked family vehicle, according to the folks at Auto Bytel. On the budget side of the fence here, Suzuki, which used to be a motorcycle manufacturer exclusively, at least here in the U.S., has a great vehicle with a very difficult name to pronounce. It's called the Kizashi. It sounds like some sort of sushi. I'm not a sushi person, but that's what it sounds like. 185 horsepower from its 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine. Can go as high as 23 miles per gallon in stop-and-go driving, 31 miles per gallon in the highway. You can get a six-speed manual or a CVT transmission. You can also get all-wheel drive in this vehicle for a little extra money. The Mini Clubman. Who says that you can't have a Mini as a family car if you only have one child in your family? This is the large Mini, and also a Mini that is available with not only front-wheel drive but all-wheel drive, and you can get this Mini Clubman with lots of different engine configurations, but lots of cargo room, 32.8 cubic feet of cargo room, And you can get engines ranging from 121 horsepower to 181 horsepower. And really good fuel economy, 27 highway, 35, 27 city rather, 35 highway. Definitely a unique family car choice, according to the folks at Auto Bytel. Also on the list of vehicles, according to the folks at Auto Bytel, I love this car. This is the Volkswagen CC. This is the car like its German, I won't say brother because they're not related, but a German companion vehicle. Mercedes started this trend of a sedan that looks like a coupe with a CLS. Beautiful car, very expensive car, great high-end family car. But if you can't afford that, there are a number of other ones out there, but probably the best one that's for the buck here is the Volkswagen CC. Two engines. You can either have that two-liter four-cylinder engine, that's anyone that's in the Volkswagen GTI, or a 280 horsepower V6. You can get front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive with this vehicle, and it's got a choice of a six-speed manual or a automatic transmission, and also a dual-clutch automated manual automatic transmission. So that's a really good car. I would definitely recommend taking a look at the Volkswagen CC. Also in the realm of overlooked family cars, we're down to the last one on the list here. And this one is from the folks at Subaru, which make some really great family vehicles. I mean, the Forester is a vehicle that I have in my family here as a family car. But you can look at the Outback and the Legacy. Those are great family cars. And I'll throw one more in just for the heck of it. The Mazda 3 Mazda Speed. That's a cool family car. Check that one out. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Thank you so much for joining me. Check out my website, news on the website tomorrow from Auto World, AutoWorldRadio.com. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wally can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.